It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Revelation today, Revelation chapter 19. We're going to begin reading with verse 11. So if you would please open your Bibles to Revelation 19, 11. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to call us, our phone number is area code 217-847-2717. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. And if you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study as we read Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. In righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. His name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. He hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let's begin now with prayer after we've read the precious word. Father, I just thank and praise you for the opportunity to come and search your precious word. Give us the strength today. Give us the direction and leadership, please, dear Lord. We just want your wisdom as we study. And we know the only way that we can attain your wisdom and have your wisdom is to be born again. We must come by faith to you and be saved. And please, dear Lord, that all that are listening today have went to John chapter 3 and studied that, looked at how Nicodemus came. He was a very religious man, studied the Bible all the time, and yet he was still lost. He needed to be saved. And Jesus told him, you must be born again. And so, Father, I'm just repeating those words to the folks who are listening. You must be born again. And please, Father, that the Holy Spirit will touch your hearts today and they will call upon you for salvation and be saved. Please, that happen today. And then we begin to learn and to grow as born-again believers. And so just guide and lead us now today as we enjoy this study. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at these verses of Scripture, we have much to learn in these verses from verse 11 down through verse 16. And basically, we may just get into verse 12 before today is finished. And so, please enjoy the study. Listen very carefully. We have a lot of verses of Scripture to go through. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 6, we see the Lamb of God upon His throne. Here we see a great warrior king, victorious in battle, a conqueror with mighty great power. And he is going to bring victory. Here in this 11th verse, I saw the heaven opened, it says. In the 6th chapter, the 2nd verse, we saw the rider of a white horse. It was the first seal that was opened. And the 2nd seal was opened. And the 3rd seal and the 4th seal. The first horse was a white horse, the second horse was a red horse, the third horse was a black horse, and the fourth horse was a pale horse. The rider of that white horse was the Antichrist, no name given. The rider here in chapter 19, beginning with verse 11 through 13, it is well described and well documented who we are talking about. It says, Faithful and True is the first. And then in verse 12, it says, Eyes were as a flame of fire. And then verse 12 as well, many crowns on his head. And then in verse 15, out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword. Back in verse 13, we have his name is called the Word of God. And in verse 16, we have on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Surely, we could never miss or make a mistake of who this is. It is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. What a beautiful picture is given there. Now, if we return now to verse 11, we see a white horse. You could say that surely this is not literal. Well, let's go to Zechariah 9:9. Again, I shared that we're going to look at a lot of verses of Scripture. If you can go back into your Old Testament, towards the end of the Old Testament, you're going to find Zechariah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. So if you're one of those folks that just study the New Testament, we'll go to Matthew and then back up a couple books, you'll find it. I hope that you're not just one that studies the New Testament, because you must study and enjoy the Old Testament. It has much, so much to learn from, to teach you, and please that you listen very carefully. And to have a study, and we've done an extensive study of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and then through to Joshua. And I hope that you were able to enjoy that. It took many years to do that, those studies, but it sure gives us a foundation. Now, Zechariah chapter 9, Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, it says, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy king comes upon thee, and he is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass. Upon the colt of the foal of an ass. Now, you say, well, this is not the same thing here. No, it's not. Let's go to Matthew, because some 500 years later, this prophecy in Zechariah is fulfilled. And so if you go with me now to Matthew chapter 21, Matthew chapter 21, and we'll look at some verses of Scripture here. We're going to read from verse 4 through verse 11. Matthew chapter 21, beginning to read with verse 4. All this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh upon thee meek, and sitting upon an ass, a colt of the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they sat him thereon. A very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. The multitudes that went before and that followed cried, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God, and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And it continues, but we find he comes riding. Only once did we find Jesus riding. This here is the second time that we come in the 11th verse of chapter 19 of Revelation. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. This is the second time. We have many verses of Scripture to look at concerning horses, if you still don't believe it. Now, if this is just not literal concerning this white horse, they thought the same thing with Zechariah 9:9, but it was proven and documented in its history now concerning Matthew 21 and him coming in Jerusalem. And so now we come and we look at the some more horses here. I want to go back, if you would please, with me to 2 Kings. 2 Kings. Go to the second chapter. 2 Kings chapter 2. We're going to start reading today. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 6. Elijah said unto him, "Tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan." And he said, "As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee." And they two went on. 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they two stood by Jordan. Elijah took his mantle, wrapped it together, smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee." And Elisha said, "I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me." And he said, "Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so." And it came to pass, as they stood and went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up in a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, "My father, my father, the chariot of Israel, the horsemen thereof." And I saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. And he took upon also the mantle of Elijah, and that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. He took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elijah went over. We think of going across on dry land when they crossed the Red Sea. It also took place in Jordan when Joshua crossed the Jordan River to go into the Promised Land, and now we have here Elijah and Elisha crossing over on dry land. The Lord does many miracles for his own, and what a power and what a witness that we have here. But we have the horses. We have the horses, the chariots of fire and the horses of fire, and here they came down to get Elijah. Now, if we can go over to chapter 6 of 2 Kings, if you wouldn't mind, let's go take a look at that. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 13 through 17. And he said, "Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him." And it was told him, saying, "Behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore send he hither horses and chariots and a great host." And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of God, it was servant of the man of God, was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servants, his servant said unto him, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" And he said, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. What wonderful stories. What wonderful truths we find in the precious Word of God. Up till now, we have just had a glimpse into heaven. But now heaven is opened. In chapter 4, it says, I saw and behold a door open in heaven. The door was opened that John might enter in. Now here in chapter 19, verse 11, I saw heaven opened. And heaven is opened that the millions of horses with their riders may pass into the sky and come to earth, led by our Lord. There are four times in the New Testament where we have references of heaven being opened. First one is Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. Let's turn there so you can see this. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Matthew 3:16. John chapter 1, verse 51. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John chapter 1. Verse 51. And he said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Acts chapter 7, verse 56. Acts 7:56. This is one of my favorite verses. And let me just back up just a little bit, because this is when Stephen is stoned to death by those religious leaders of the day. And we find that Paul stood by and held the coat. Let's look at just a little bit of the message. We can start here with verse 49 of the chapter. Heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool. What house would it build me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Hath not my hand made all these things? Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised and hardened ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. As your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Just One, and of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the dispensation of angels, and have not kept it. And when they heard these things, they were cut in the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. Now the sad thing is that as they heard these words, and as you're hearing the words today, is the Holy Spirit touching your heart? Are you surrendering to Jesus today? Or is it just rubbing you the wrong way? I hope it's not. I hope it's bringing you to Jesus, and I hope you trust in him today. Now look at the rest of these words. But he, verse 55, Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And he said, Behold, I see heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears. They couldn't stand it, and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at that young man's feet, whose name was Saul, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Stephen called upon him, and he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. You see, we know that Lazarus and the rich man, we have that story. We know that Lazarus was taken by the angels to the presence, to Abraham's bosom, to the place of paradise. But it says the rich man died. He's died. And, you know, he doesn't just go to the grave and his body just rots away and his soul goes nowhere. His soul goes to hell, goes to the place of torment awaiting his final home, which is the lake of fire. There's two places that you go, either to heaven or to hell. That's today. And these days back here at this time, because, you know, we find that that Stephen, I mean, he went right into the presence of the Lord Jesus. Jesus was standing there. You know, we find him ascending up after he had been raised from the dead. And then 40 days later, he ascended and went back home to be with his father. But when Stephen was stoned, and there wasn't much time passed, when he was stoned for the testimony that he was giving concerning Jesus, we find that he, you know, God just gave him a special blessing and opened up heavens, and the Lord Jesus stood. Can you imagine that? The Creator of all the world stood for this saint, for Stephen. And he opened his arms, and Stephen just quit, that's all, and went home. What a wonderful, beautiful story. We find the heavens opened. I love that one. And then now we're back to Revelation 19:11. And that is the fourth. I saw heaven opened, and behold, the white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. In righteousness he doth judge and make war. We can look back in Revelation 4:1, we find the door opened in heaven. And so now, on all four times, the opening of heaven is in connection with the Lord Jesus Christ. Two have passed, and two are yet to come. The first thing John saw was a white horse, signifying a victorious and victory and power. At the same time, he saw the rider, and the name is Faithful and True. This could be no one but Jesus. Faithful to the Father in every detail. He is the truth. Jesus has come to settle once and for all, put once and for all the wicked into the place of the wicked, which is the lake of fire. All the wickedness of the world, all the wickedness with its inhabitants, Jesus comes to conquer and to put away. The rider of the white horse is a mighty warrior, and we find also here that he is a righteous judge. He is coming to judge in righteousness as well as to destroy in blood. Turn with me to Acts chapter 17, verse 31. Acts 17:31. Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men that he hath raised him from the dead. None other than Jesus. The appointed day is about to come. The man ordained to judge in righteousness is the commander-in-chief of the armies of heaven, and they are about to land upon the earth. The war is a war like none other. This war is for the purpose of putting down evil and bringing righteousness to the earth. Peace on earth and goodwill towards man. Jesus is preparing the earth for the reign of righteousness that was promised. The night Jesus was born, there was an announcement, and that announcement was the birth of a king. And with that announcement, it was added, peace on earth, goodwill towards man. Verse 11, Revelation 19, 11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Verse 12, his eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. This will come when Jesus puts down the armies of the Antichrist. He's going to sit on the throne of his father David and reigns in righteousness. In this 12th verse here, we see the word as, it's actually omitted. So his eyes are a flame of fire. His eyes are a flame of fire. He's coming to observe, to search out all evil, and to bring righteousness, bring a righteous judgment to this earth. So as he comes, he will approach, he will observe, and he will search out evil and bring it and judge righteously. His eyes, a flame of fire. Nothing shall escape the all-seeing eye of the one who sits on that great white horse. Nothing will be missed. On his head we find many crowns. Many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself, this 12th verse says. On his head were many crowns. Crowns or diadems. This word translated crowns tells of a royal deity, a royal dignity, and denotes absolute and supreme authority. The dragon has seven diadems on his head. That's in chapter 12, verse 3. In chapter 13, verse 1, the beast has on his horns 10 diadems. The beast and the dragon will show great and supreme power during their reign. But only one can exercise absolute authority and dominion. The scripture says here, his eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head many crowns, many crowns. The dragon, it tells us of the number he had, the beast of the number he had, but our Lord has many. And no name can man know. We need to know that our Lord Jesus is eternal. And it says, no man knew but he himself. Know when it comes that it'll be our Lord. He is eternal and he is all powerful. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. His name is called the Word of God. This blood on the garments of the rider of the white horse is not his own blood. It's the blood of his enemies. He has come to deal with the opposing armies of Antichrist, who have gathered themselves together to war against the Lamb. And we're going to start there next time we get together. My dear friend, I hope you know the Lord Jesus. I hope you've trusted in him. I'll ask again, what are you going to do about Jesus?